ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The house wasn't old enough to have a story, that was always the assumption, and for a long time, it was enough. It wasn't some historic place with a long chain of previous owners, and nothing had ever happened there that anyone could point to as a reason for it to feel different. It sat in a normal neighborhood built at the same time as everything around it, surrounded by houses that all looked just as new and just as ordinary. That was why, at the time, no one thought much of anything. Emma was young when the first thing happened, the kind of age where days blend together and details don't always feel important until much later. It was summer, hot enough that most of the day was spent inside, and she had gone over to her cousin's house the way she often did. They were in the bedroom, sitting on the floor, playing with whatever they had out and talking about nothing in particular, while the afternoon passed. Her cousin's room sat just off a small hallway directly across from her parents' bedroom. Both doors were open, which wasn't unusual. The house felt lived in, comfortable in the way places do when people move from room to room without thinking about it. From where they were sitting, Emma could see straight across the hallway into the other room without having to move. That was why what she saw didn't seem strange at first. It happened the way things often do when you catch them out of the corner of your eye. Just enough movement to pull your attention away from what you're doing. Emma looked up, expecting it to be something ordinary, something that would make sense as soon as she focused on it. A man walked past the doorway and into her aunt and uncle's bedroom. There was nothing unusual about the way he moved. He didn't flicker into view or disappear. He didn't look transparent or distorted. He looked exactly like someone who belonged there, crossing the hallway at a normal pace, stepping into the room as if he had every reason to be there. For a second, Emma assumed it was her uncle. That was the only explanation that made sense in the moment. The clothes didn't quite match. He was wearing a green and white striped shirt and jeans, but that didn't seem like enough to question it. People change clothes. People move through their own homes without announcing it. Then something didn't line up. She could hear a lawn mower. It was faint but steady, coming from outside in the direction of the backyard. It wasn't something she had been paying attention to before, but once she noticed it, it didn't make sense anymore. Her uncle couldn't be inside and outside at the same time, and the sound was too consistent to belong to anything happening in the house. That was when the moment shifted. Emma kept looking at the doorway, expecting the man to come back out, expecting something to correct what she had just seen. A few seconds passed. Nothing happened. She turned to her cousin and asked if she had seen him. The answer came immediately. There wasn't any hesitation or second guessing. Her cousin hadn't seen anything at all, which made the whole thing feel less solid in an instant. If someone had actually walked into the room, both of them should have noticed it. That was when the fear hit. Not slowly, not as something building over time, but all at once. If it wasn't her uncle, then who had she just watched walk into that room? And if no one had gone in, then what had she actually seen? They didn't stay there long enough to figure it out. Both of them ran. Out of the room, down the hallway, and straight outside toward the backyard. The sound of the lawnmower got louder as they got closer, confirming what Emma already knew. Her uncle was exactly where he should have been, outside working, completely unaware of what had just happened inside the house. They tried to explain it to him, talking over each other at first, then slowing down enough to make it clear. Emma described the man, the way he had walked into the room, the clothes he was wearing. It sounded strange, even as she said it, like something that didn't quite hold together once it was spoken out loud. Her uncle listened, then did what anyone would do. He went inside to check. They followed him, but this time they stayed close, not willing to go back in the same way they had just left. He walked straight to the bedroom, looked inside, checked the closet, checked the bathroom, then moved through the rest of the house quickly but carefully enough to be sure. No one was there. No doors had been opened. No windows had been disturbed. Nothing was out of place. So the house looked exactly the same as it had before. That should have settled it. Instead, it left something behind. At that age, Emma didn't have a way to process something like that. It wasn't treated as a paranormal experience, and it didn't turn into some big conversation that lasted beyond that day. It was just something that had happened, something that didn't make sense but didn't have anywhere to go once it was over. So it faded. Not completely, but enough that it didn't sit at the front of her mind anymore. It became one of those moments that comes back every once in a while, usually when something reminds you of it, and then disappears again. But it didn't stay alone. It was just the first time Emma realized that in that house something could appear exactly where it didn't belong, and then be gone before anyone else ever saw it. For a long time, Emma didn't connect that day to anything else. It stayed where a lot of childhood moments stay, filed away as something strange, something she couldn't explain, but also something that didn't seem to lead anywhere. Nothing followed it right away, and without anything reinforcing it, it became easier to treat it like a one-time thing. People misinterpret things. Light shifts. Your brain fills in details that weren't really there. It was easier to believe that than to sit with the idea that what she saw had been real. The house stayed the same, and for the most part, it felt the same too. There were no constant disturbances, no ongoing activity that forced anyone to stop and question it. If anything, the absence of anything obvious made it easier to believe there was nothing to question at all. That's why the next experience didn't immediately feel connected. It didn't happen to Emma. It happened to her mom. By that point, enough time had passed that the house had already settled into being what it had always appeared to be. Just a house. Not old. Not tied to anything anyone could point to. Not somewhere people would look at and assume there was anything unusual about it. Her mom had recently had surgery and was recovering at home. The medication had thrown off her sleep schedule in a way that made the nights feel longer than they should have been. While everyone else was asleep, she would stay up watching TV or sitting quietly, waiting for her body to catch up to something resembling normal again. It wasn't unusual for her to be awake in the middle of the night, and because of that, it wasn't unusual for the house to feel different during those hours. Not quieter exactly, but more still. That was how it felt that night. She was sitting on the couch, the television on, but low, not really watching anything so much as letting the sound fill the room. At some point, she started to drift, the way you do when you're not fully awake but not completely asleep either. It wasn't sudden. It was gradual enough that the line between being aware and not being aware had already started to blur. That was when she felt it. Someone sat down next to her. The couch shifted with weight, the cushion dipping just enough to make it clear that something had physically moved into the space beside her. There was no hesitation in the way she reacted to it, because there didn't need to be. She assumed it was Emma. That was the only thing that made sense. Emma had always done that, even when she was younger. If she woke up in the middle of the night, she would come into the living room and sit next to her, close enough that their shoulders would touch, sometimes leaning her head over just enough to rest against her. So she didn't question it. She leaned in slightly, the same way she always had, expecting to meet her halfway. And she did. Real enough that she settled into it without thinking twice. It was exactly what she expected it to be, enough that there was no reason to open her eyes or check. In that half-asleep state, everything fit together the way it should have. Then something didn't. It wasn't the feeling, and it was what she noticed when she shifted just slightly. Emma always kept her toenails painted. It was one of those small, consistent things you don't think about until it's different. Even in that half-aware state, it stood out. The feet next to her weren't painted. They were bare. Didn't make sense, but it also didn't fully register in the moment. She was too tired, too settled into that space between waking and sleep to follow the thought all the way through. Instead, it stayed in the back of her mind just long enough to feel off, and then she drifted the rest of the way to sleep. It wasn't until the next morning that it came back clearly. She mentioned it casually at first, the way you do when something strange doesn't feel serious enough to question. She asked Emma if she had painted her toenails that morning, mentioning that they hadn't been painted the night before. Emma didn't understand the question. She said no, and not in a dismissive way, but in a way that made it clear she had no idea what her mom was talking about. Her toenails had been painted for days. She hadn't woken up in the middle of the night. She hadn't gone into the living room. She hadn't been there at all. That was the moment everything shifted. Because unlike the first experience, this one didn't rely on something seen out of the corner of an eye. It wasn't a quick movement that could be second-guessed or explained away as a misinterpretation. It was physical. It was sustained. It was something her mom had interacted with without realizing there was anything to question. And the detail that stood out, the one thing that didn't match, was small enough that it made the rest of it feel even more real. If it had been completely wrong, if nothing about it had lined up, it might have been easier to dismiss. But it had been almost right, close enough to be convincing. That was what made it unsettling. Emma remembered the hallway that day at her cousin's house, the way the man had looked real, the way nothing about him had seemed off until it didn't make sense anymore. And now there was something else, something that didn't just look like someone familiar, something that felt like it. That was the difference that stuck with her, because it meant that whatever had been in the house that day hadn't just been something passing through in a way that could be ignored. It meant that whatever it was, it could get close enough to be mistaken for someone you trusted and stay there long enough for you to believe it. After that, it became harder to treat anything in the house as completely separate, before each experience had stood on its own. The man in the hallway was one thing. What happened to her mom was something else. There was enough time between them and enough difference in how they happened that it was easy to keep them from connecting in any meaningful way. They were strange, but they didn't feel like part of the same pattern, and that changed once they started talking about it more openly. Not in a dramatic way and not all at once, but enough that the details started lining up in ways they hadn't before. It wasn't just Emma and her mom. Other things had happened over the years, smaller moments that hadn't seemed worth mentioning at the time, but suddenly felt relevant once they were brought up. Someone had heard their name called from another room when no one was there. There had been knocking at the door late at night with no one outside, a shadow crossing a hallway that disappeared before anyone could follow it. None of it stayed. That was the part that stood out the most once they started looking at it as a whole. There wasn't one presence tied to the house. There wasn't a single explanation that fit everything. Each experience felt slightly different, just enough that it didn't make sense to group them together as one thing. If anything, it felt like whatever passed through didn't stay long enough to leave anything consistent behind. That idea didn't make it better. If it had been one thing, something attached to the house itself, there would have been a way to understand it, or at least to think about it, in a way that made it feel contained. Something you could get used to. Something that followed its own pattern. This didn't feel like that. This felt like something that didn't belong to the house at all. It just moved through it. That was the only way Emma could make sense of it, even if it didn't fully explain anything. The man she saw as a child hadn't stayed. Whatever her mom had felt that night on the couch hadn't stayed either. The voices, the shadows, the knocking, none of it repeated in the same way twice. It was always something different. And it was always gone just as quickly as it appeared. That was what unsettled her the most when she thought about it now. Not the idea that something had been there, but the idea that it hadn't been the same thing each time. That the house wasn't holding on to anything, wasn't building towards something, wasn't even reacting in a predictable way. It was just open. Like something could pass through, appear long enough to be seen or heard or felt, and then move on without leaving anything behind except the memory of it. Even now, the house still looks the same. There's nothing about it that would make someone stop and think twice. It doesn't carry the weight of a place people would call haunted. And if you walk through it without knowing any of the stories, there wouldn't be anything obvious to point to. But Emma knows better than to trust how it looks. Because the one thing she learned from all of it is that whatever moves through that house doesn't need to stay to be real. And sometimes, the fact that it doesn't stay is what makes it harder to understand at all.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.